Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church. In the month of January, we had done a series of messages on growing in grace, and we had kind of walked through some of the passages in 1 Peter, and I want to visit one of them again in 1 Peter chapter 5 at verse 10. It says, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." It seems like everything is going great until you get to that phrase, "after you have suffered a while." You know, it's an amazing thing how we desire God's grace. And mainly we desire God's grace because we want everything to go smoothly. We want everything to go without any hitch. No problems, things of that nature. But the Lord has told us in His Word that we will suffer. "Yea, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." There are certain words that you can't weasel out of. And, you can use a might in place, but when you have a shall, that means it's going to happen. And we need to understand that God is there with His matchless grace to help you through the suffering. Do I hear an amen? You know, grace is the only thing that can help. We can try with all of our might to overcome the suffering that we may be enduring at any given time, but it's the grace of God. It's the grace of God that allows us to endure. I heard the testimony of recently of an elderly lady who was suffering through cancer, and she had decided not to take chemotherapy because she said, I want to be able to converse with my family. I want to be able to think clearly, and if I take that route, I know what's going to happen. And she said, I just want to go to my Lord and be able to talk to my family members and be a witness and testimony. And they said that she endured incredible pain, but that when she began to talk about her Lord with someone that came to visit, it was almost like she didn't have any. Her face radiated joy and said it was such a blessing to those that came as she witnessed to them of Christ. And when they came to her funeral, when she passed, some of those people that had visited her, one of them came up to the pastor after the funeral and said, "She witnessed to me when I came to visit. I want what she wants. I've listened today to all the folks that have spoken about her character and her personality and so forth. I don't have that. I want it." You don't see very many people get saved at funerals, but there was one that did. And it was the grace of God that was manifested in a lady's life who was suffering. Grace is the only thing that will allow us to be able to endure and be able to do what God wants us to do in life. And we certainly know that grace is what allows us to go to be with Him in death. And so, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." These are all the promises of grace. And grace will do that in your heart and life if you allow God to do His ministry of grace today.